Okay, let's finish Shas together. Today's daf is Daf Nun Beis. This morning's learning is Le'ili Nishmas Avi Mori Harav David Tzvi Ben Harav Yosef. Just a word to the wise before today's daf. You're going to have to focus and concentrate a little bit extra on today's daf to make sure to stick with it. Here we go. Says the Gemara. V'savrei be'shabai de'birkas hayom adifa. So the Mishnah presented, gentlemen, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel have a dispute. How do you make Kiddush Friday night? Do you first make the Borei Pri HaGafen and then the Mekadesh HaShabbos Bracha? That's the way we do it. That's the opinion of Beis Hillel. Or do you do it the other way around? You first make the Bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos, and only after that you make the Bracha on Kiddush. That was the dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel that we found in the Mishnah. So the Gemara begins and says, really? Does Beis Shammai hold that the bracha of Mekadesh HaShabbos comes before the bracha of Borei Pri HaGafen? Does that bracha come before Borei Pri HaGafen? V'atanya, we learned in the Braisa, Hanichnas the base of Motzai Shabbos. If a person walks into his house on Motzei Shabbos, Mevarech al Hayayin. And now, the Gemara is going to prove, one of the things you got to keep clear in this Gemara is, the Gemara is going to be proving that the author of this no-name Braisa is going to have to be Beis Shammai. It's going to have to be. The Gemara is going to prove it. So we learned in the Braisa, Anichnas the Beis of Motzei Shabbos. You go into your house on Saturday night, Motzei Shabbos, and you now got to make Havdalah. Mivarech al Hayayin. First you make the bracha Borei Pri HaGafen on the wine. Va'al HaMa'or. Then you make the bracha Borei Ma'orei HaEsh. Va'al HaBesamim. Then you make the bracha on the Besamim. That's not the way we do it. We do Besamim then Ma'or. We're going to talk about that. But Beis Shammai says you do Ma'or then Besamim. First the candle and then the Besamim. V'achar kach omer havdala, then you say havdala. But if you haven't yet benched from shalashudis, v'imein lo elakos echad, if you only have one cup of wine and you have not benched from shalashudis, manicho la'achar amazon, so you delay the drinking of the cup of the wine till after the food, after you bench, u'mishal shalon kulon la'acharav. And you say all of these brachos, Yayin, Ner, Besamim, Havdalah, all of them after benching. That's what the Braisa says. So you go Mazon, according to the Braisa, it goes Mazon, Yayin, Ner, Besamim, Birkasam, and Havdalah. That's the order. So, but what do you see in the Braisa? You see in the Braisa, when it comes to Havdalah, Yayin comes before Havdalah. But Beis Shammai said when it came to Kiddush, Kiddush came before Yayin. Kiddush came before Yayin. So it's a contradiction. How come in our Mishnah when it comes to Kiddush, Beis Shammai says the day comes before the Yayin? That's not the way we do it. We do the Yayin before the day in Kiddush because we do like Beis Hillel. But Beis Shammai says the day comes before the Yayin. The Gemara is asking, how come when it comes to Kiddush, Beis Shammai says the day comes before the wine? And yet, when it comes to Havdalah, the bracha on the wine comes before the Havdalah. Now, first the Gemara is going to challenge the assertion that this Braisa really is Beis Shammai. Maybe the Braisa is Beis Hillel. That's why they go in that order. Says the Gemara. V'hamamai de Beis Shammai hi. How do you know the author of this Braisa is Beis Shammai? Dilma Beis Hillel hi. Maybe the author of the Braisa is Beis Hillel. Says the Gemara, lo salkadaita. You can't say that the author is Beis Hillel. Why? Because of the order of candle followed by besamim. Diktani ma'or v'achakach besamim. Because this braisa has the light on the candle, the bracha on the candle, before the bracha on the besamim. And who do we know has the candle in front of the besamim as opposed to the way we do it? Besamim in front of the candle. Who's the author of that? That's Beis Shammai. So the author of this brisa has to be Beis Shammai, which brings us back to our original question. How do you know that it's Beis Shammai? Desanyo, Amar Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda presents the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel as follows. Here's where things begin to get hairy. You're going to have to keep in mind, this is Rabbi Yehuda's version of the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Lo nechleku Beis Shammai Beis Hillel al hamazon shebetchila va'al havdala shehu besof. Beis Shammai Beis Hillel don't argue about the fact that if you have to bench and say havdala at the same time, you bench first and havdala is last. Al ma nechleku, they both agree. Both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel agree to that. What did Beis Shammai Beis Hillel argue on? Al hamar v'al besamim. What's the order of the candle and the besamim? Beis Shammai omrim ma'or v'akach besamim. Beis Shammai says that you first make the bracha on the candle and then on the besamim. Why do we do it that way? So the Ritva explains, because the candle is what you benefit from first. You walk into the house after Shabbos, the lights are on, the candle's first. So you put the bracha on the candle before the bracha on the besamim. Because why do you make a bracha on besamim motzei Shabbos? Says the Ritva, why do you make a besamim? Because you lose your neshama yisera after Shabbos. So the neshama is all upset. That's losing the neshama yisera. So we give the neshama a chance to smell beautiful spices. That helps the neshama. It revives the neshama from the shock of losing the neshama yisera. You see that neshama is associated with the sense of smell from the very beginning of creation, where it says, Vayipach ba'apav nishmas chayim. Hashem breathed into Adam's nose a neshama. So you see the neshama is connected to the nose, to the sense of smell. So that's why we smell. Were you thinking about this past Motzei Shabbos, right? Why do we smell the besamim? Now you know. Every Motzei Shabbos, when you smell the besamim, every Motzei Shabbos, so you should think that I'm getting chizuk because my neshama yisera left on Motzei Shabbos. So you smell the besamim to get the neshama yisera back. So Beis Hillel says it's more important to comfort the neshama than to make the bracha on the eish. But Beis Shammai says no. You make the bracha on the eish because that happened first. The lights are on in the house. The fires are lit. So you do that first. That's the machlokes. The Ritva says that's what they're arguing about. Oh, but at any rate, so this brisa puts the nair before the besamim. So clearly the brisa has to be Beis Shammai. Says the Gemara, no, who says? That's only Rabbi Yehuda's version of Beis Shammai. Dilma Beis Hillel Hiva Liba de Rabbi Meir. Maybe it's Beis Hillel contra Meir. Because gentlemen, if you look back in our Mishnah, you can trust me, you could look at it yourself. Both in our Mishnah, that's Rabbi Meir's version of the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. And Rabbi Meir's version of Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel has both Beis Shammai Beis Hillel saying the candle comes before the besamim. In our Mishnah, even Beis Hillel thinks the candle comes before the besamim. So maybe that's the author of the Brisa. And maybe the Brisa is Beis Hillel and it's not a contradiction to Beis Shammai's opinion. Answers the Gemara, no, you can't say that the author of this Brisa is going like Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Meir. You can't say that because the Mazon's out of order. Lo sakadach, the Tani Hacham b'mastisim, because in our Mishnah it says, Beis Shammai omrim ner umazon. Beis Shammai says the ner comes before the mazon v'avdala. Beis Hillel omrim ner ubisamim umazon v'avdala. V'hasam b'braisa, but in the braisa it's katani im ein lo ala kosechad manichol achar mazon b'shasim kul na'acharav. So you can't say the Mishnah is going like Rab Meir because Rab Meir doesn't have the mazon. He doesn't have the mazon first. And this braisa says you do the mazon first. But our Mishnah has the nair before the mazon, according to both Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. So you can't say this is going like Rabbi Meir. It's got to be Rabbi Yehuda. And Rabbi Yehuda says that Beis Shammai has nair before besamim, and Beis Hillel has besamim before nair. So it's got to be Beis Shammai. So we're back to our original question. Why, when it comes to Kiddush, does Beis Shammai say the Hagafen, the day comes before the Hagafen, and by Havdalah, Beis Shammai says the Hagafen comes before the day. If you didn't follow that, listen to it again slowly afterwards. But it took me a while to get that down. Shma mina d'shama hivalibad Rabbi Yehuda. And so we call makom kasha. So we're back to our original kasha. We finally succeed in establishing this no-name brisa was Beis Shammai. So Beis Shammai in the Brisa by Havdalah is against Beis Shammai in the Mishnah by Kiddush. When it comes to Kiddush, while Beis Hillel says the way we do it, it's Hagafen followed by the Yom, that's the way we do it. Beis Shammai says, no, it's the Yom followed by Hagafen. So why by Kiddush does Beis Shammai say the Yom followed by Hagafen, but by Havdalah, Beis Shammai says it's the Hagafen followed by the Havdalah? That's the kashas. The Gemara gives the obvious answer. A beautiful answer. Answer the Gemara, Kasavi Beis Shammai, Shani Yule Yome, Me'afuka Yome. Kiddush is different than Havdalah. Kiddush, we're escorting the Sabbath queen in, and Havdalah, we're escorting the Sabbath queen out. So when it comes to escorting the Kedusha into your life, you want more Kedusha. So escort the day in before you say Bar Priyakov, and you get a few extra seconds of Kiddush. But when you're leaving Shabbos, you first say the Hagafen because you want to delay. You want to delay as late as possible saying Hamad Mekodesh L'chol. Right? Mark Kirshner often leads the services here on Motzei Shabbos. So he'll say, V'ho Rachum. You ever notice people say that by Motzei Shabbos? They go, V'ho Rachum. Why do they do that? What are they doing? They're trying to delay the leaving of Shabbos a few seconds. Get a few extra seconds of Kedusha. So there's a minig that some people say Motzei Shabbos. When you say V'ho Rachum, you say V'ho Rachum. Because you get a few extra seconds of Shabbos. Because a little more Kedusha in your life. You don't want to end Shabbos. A little more Kedusha. Same idea over here. Ah, tell Mark we quoted him in Daf Yomi, he'll be thrilled. Here we go. He knows that minute. Says the Gemara. We got to speed up a little bit here. But it's complicated, that's the problem. Says the Gemara. V'savrei Beis Shammai birkas hamazon t'una kos? Does Beis Shammai really hold that benching requires a kos? V'hatnan b'olahem yayin lachar hamazon. If wine comes to them after the meal, imein shamel osa kos. If that's the only cup you have, you can't drink it before benching. Because then you're not going to bench ala kos. Beis Shammai omer varach ala yayin. You make the bracha borek pir gefen, don't drink it. Vachach mevarach ala mazon, and then say benching. My lav demavrach levishasile. The Gemara thinks, oh, it means they used to have a custom to drink a cup of wine before benching, after the meal to help with the digestion. So it sounds like you make the bracha and drink the wine, and then you won't have a cup for benching. So you see, Beis Shammai says you don't need a cup for benching. So it says low. No, you just make the bracha bar pri agafen and put the cup down. Don't drink it. Says the Gemara. What? You make a bracha bar pri agafen and don't drink anything? That's ridiculous. What do you mean? If you make a bracha bar pri agafen, you got to taste from the wine a little bit. Answers the Gemara. Okay, you're right. You're timely. You take a little sip. Says the Gemara. You took a sip, but then you can't bench on it anymore. Once you take a sip, you can't use it for benching anymore. It's a kos pugum. You can't use it for benching. Answer the Gemara. You spill a little bit onto your hand and taste it. The Masada Kedushin sometimes has this minig. Some Masada Kedushin, that's what they do when they make a bracha. Because they're going to give to the chasen to drink. They didn't drink it, they made a bor piyah cup. And some of them will spill a little bit onto their hands and sip it a little bit. Says the Gemara. And some say it doesn't mean, it means you pour it into a cup. Ask the Gemara, what do you mean? But then you're not going to have a revius. So how can you bench without a revius? On Ramah, kos shel bracha tzarech shir. You need a revius. Vokha pachasle mishir. If you pour a little out, you're not going to have a revius. Says the Gemara, denavis le tfei mishir. No, you had a little more than a revius in the cup. Says the Gemara, but didn't it say you only had one cup? V'ayim ein shemela osa kos katani. Didn't the Brises say that you only had one cup? Says the Gemara, trei lohavi. You didn't have two cups, so mechad nafish, but you had more than one. Says the Gemara, it sounds like you drank the whole first cup and then you bench without a kos. Answers the Gemara. You're right. It's a machlokis. Does Beis Shammai say you need a cup for benching or do you not need a cup for benching? What does it say in Shulchan Aruch? I think it's in Reish Ayin Alf. Do you need a cup for benching? Shulchan Aruch presents three opinions. One opinion says you need a kos even if you bench by yourself. Second opinion says, you need a kos if you bench at least with three. Third opinion says, you don't need a kos at all. Says the Mishnah Berurah, even though the minhag ha'olam is to follow, even though some achronim, the Bach and others, paskin that you have to bench on a kos, you have to. Mishnah Berurah says, minhag ha'olam is that you don't have to bench with a kos. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, mitzvah min ha'muvchar. Everyone agrees, mitzvah min ha'muvchar, to bench with a kos, even when you have three, if you have wine around the house. I assume most of our houses, we have wine and grapes in the house, so it's mitzvah min ha'muvchar. It's better to bench always three with a kos, but b'di'evet, not only b'di'evet, You don't have to have a kos. You're yotze benching 100% without a kos. Not b'di'evet. But mitzvah min amuvchar is to bench with a cup of wine. Oh. Halt kup, Rabbi Yisai. You have to hold on over here. These kind of dafim, that's where the Magid Shir makes his money. On these dafim. Okay? You have to halt kup over here, okay? You have to halt kup. We're going to get into Tum of Atar over here. Hold on to your hats. Or just listen to it 100 times afterwards. Here we go. Says the Gemara. Beishamai Omrim. Now, what did Beishamai say? They used to have a custom to drink a cup of wine before the meal. So the question is, when do you wash your hands for the bread, and when do you drink the cup of wine? I got my notes over here. That's how I had to keep it straight. Also, okay, I had to keep it straight. Also, okay. Here we go. Let's see if I can figure it out. Let's go. Tana Rabban. Learn to the Brice. Beishamai Omrim Notan Layadayim. Right. It's just straight out of the Mishnah also, but now the Brice explains why. First you wash your hands, and afterwards, you wash your hands before you're drinking the cup of wine. Even though the drinking of the cup is going to be a hefsek between the netilas yadayim and eating the bread. That's going to be Beis Hillel's shita. That's why Beis Hillel says you do the other way around. Beis Hillel says, first you drink the cup of wine, then you wash your hands, because you got to wash your hands right before you eat the bread. You can't have a hefsek between the netilas yadayim and the bracha, right? That's not like the Yekis do, right? The Yekis, they wash their hands before Kiddush. They do, so this has to do with that also. So they do like Beis Shammai, okay. Beis Shammai says, Notlan layadayim ba'achakach mozgin, and they drink esakos. Why? Why does Beis Shammai say what they do? She'imat to'omer mozgin esakos tchila, because the problem is, if you would drink the cup of wine with dirty hands, with unwashed hands, Gezera were afraid, Shema Yitamu Mashkin Shachore Kos, Machmas Yodov, Vyachsaru Vyitamu Esakos. What's Beis Shammai afraid of? Your hands, if you don't wash them first, your hands, the rabbis decreed that your hands are Shnios Latuma. Your hand is a Sheni Latuma. That's why we wash our hands before eating bread. Because the rabbis, midrabbanan, decreed your hands to be shnios latuma. So what are we afraid? If you pour the cup of wine first, maybe some of the wine will spritz out onto the outside of the kos, and your hands will touch the wine on the outside of the kos. And there's a halacha, gentlemen, that a sheni makes a liquid into a rishon. There's a gzeira derabbanan. The rabbis were worried about the liquids of a zav, that the spit of a zav or the urine of a zav is an avatuma. So the rabbis made a decree that sheni, when it touches a liquid, even though normally when an avatuma touches something, it makes it into a rishon, and a rishon touches something, it makes it into a sheni, and a sheni makes it into a shlishi. There's an exception to the rules that a sheni, when it touches a liquid, makes the liquid even more serious, makes it into a rishon. And then that liquid will make the kos into a sheni on the outside of it. Even though normally a rishon doesn't make a kli into a sheni, in this case it's an exception to the rule, and it does. We'll see it in a minute. She'ima to'omroz gzeru afraid, shema yitamu mashkin shachore akos machmas yadav. V'yachzeru v'yitamu es akos. And Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to use a kos whose outside is tame during a meal, even if the inside is not tame. Asks the Gemara, why did Beis Shammai have to give you such a crazy story? Just v'litamu yodayim l'kos. Why aren't you worried that the hands will be mitame the kos directly, even without the liquid? Says the Gemara, yodayim shniyos. No. A yad is a sheni, v'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. And a sheni does not make a shlishi when it comes to non-truma and not kudshim. By chulin, it ends at a sheni. The most severe tumah you could have by chulin, by non-truma and non-karbanos, non-kudshim, is a sheni. So this is chulin, so the cup would not become tumah. Ela ayide mashkin. The only way that a sheni could be metame a kos is if your hands, which are a sheni, touch a liquid. As I said before, a liquid becomes a rishon, and then the rishon would be metame the kli. Says the Gemara, Ubeis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, Mo's gonna sakos. No, first you gotta pour the cup of wine, va'achakach notan layadayim, and then do netilas yadayim. Why? Shimat omer notan layadayim tchila. If you would wash your hands first and then pour the cup, we'd be afraid of something else. Gzeira shema yitamu mashkin shebiyadayim machmas hakos v'yachzu v'yitamu sayadayim. We're afraid of a different thing. We're afraid. Maybe when you wash your hands, you won't dry them totally so well. So there's going to be a little liquid left on your hands. And Beis Hillel holds you're allowed to use a kos that's tame on the outside. So we're afraid that the tuma on the outside of the cup will touch the liquid on your hands, make them into a rishon, and that will be metame your hands again. You just washed your hands, but now the outside of the cup, which is tame, is going to make your hands tame again. Asks the Gemara, why do you have to worry about the liquid? V'netame kos liyadayim, maybe the cup will be metame your yadayim. Straight answers the Gemara, ain kli, this is talking about a kli that's a sheni latuma, ain kli metame adam, and a kli which is a sheni latuma cannot be metame a human being. He can only be metame ochlen umashkin. Right, only a mashkin becomes a rishon. Right, ask the Gemara. V'netame l'mashkin shebesocho. Wait a second. If the kli is a sheni l'tuma, so what does Beis Hillel accomplish? What does Beis Hillel accomplish by the kli is a sheni l'tuma? Forget about the liquid on your hands. It's going to be metame the liquid on the inside, the wine on the inside of the kli. Says the Gemara, no. Hacha b'klish nitmu achora b'mashkin askina. We're talking about a kli, that liquid, which is a rishon, touched the outside of the kli, making it a sheni. And Beis Hillel holds, detocho tahar v'gabo tame. Beis Hillel holds, a kli that became tummy from its outside, by a liquid which is a rishon, causing the outside of the kli to become sheni, the outside becomes tame, but the liquid inside the kli is safe. It's not tame at all. Tocho tar v'gabo tame. Disnan, as we learned in the Mishnah in Kalim. Luckily, Kalim is not part of the Daf Yomi. Kalim. Kli shenitmu achor v'mashkin. A kli that's outside of the kli became tame through liquid. Achor of tameim. The outside of the kli is tame. Tocho. It's inside, v'ogno, and the lip, v'ozno, and the handle, v'yadav, and the longer handle, tahorin. Nitma tocho, however, if the inside of the kli becomes tameh, nitma kulo, the whole thing becomes tameh. V'may kamifli, what's the root of the dispute, b'sham b'shila? B'sham savre, osur l'shtamesh b'kli, shenit mu'achor b'mashkin. Beis Shammai holds it's usher to use a kli who's outside his tummy, so it's not going to be on the table in the first place, so you don't have to worry about it. Why? Why are you not allowed to use a kli? Gzeira mishim nitzotzos. We're afraid that during the meal, liquid from the what's inside the kli is going to spritz on the outside of the kli, and it's going to make it into a rishon. It's going to metame your hands and metame everything, all the food. Veleka lemigzar shema yitamu hamashkin shebi adayim bakos. And he's not worried about. So since you're not allowed to use a tamei kli, we're not worried that for the gzeir that Beis Hillel said that we're afraid that the liquid on your hands is going to get tamei from the kos because you're not allowed to use a tamei kos. Well, Beis Hillel savri, no mutal l'shtamish b'kli shenitmu achor b'mashkin. Beis Hillel holds you are allowed to use a kli that the outside became tamei. Amre nitzotos lo shchiche. They're not worried about the drops of wine are going to spritz on the outside of the kli. They're not worried. Ikalamecha shem yitamu mashin should be a dayim machmas akos. So since you're allowed to use a tamei kos, we're afraid if you would wash your hands first, that there will be some leftover liquid and the kos will touch the liquid. That's one reason Beis Hillel says what he says. Davar Acher, Beis Hillel has a second reason. Tekef l'natilas yadayim su'uda. That he wants the al natilas yadayim to be right before the eating of the bread. My Davar Acher, why did Beis Hillel need a second reason? Hachi kamer l'hu. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai. This is what Beis Hillel meant to tell Beis Shammai. Lididchu, according to you, da'am risu, asa l'shtamish b'kli shachor of t'mein d'gazin m'shim nitzotzos. That it's forbidden to use a kli that's outside became tamid because we're afraid of the spritzing. Afil hachi. Nevertheless, you should agree to me anyway. Ha adifa. It's better to do natil sidaim second to take it for natil sidaim suuda because you want to have the natil sidaim right before the eating of the bread. See that? That took me 3 hours yesterday to figure out. Okay, as I said, I earned my salary today. Beishame omer mikaneach v'chulu. Beis Shammai says, oh, you think we're out of it? We're not done with it yet, Shammai. You're not done with it yet. You're not lucky yet. Okay. Now, in the Mishnah, Beis Shammai said, when you wash your hands, you place the towel. Beis Shammai says, you place the towel on the table. And Beis Hillel says, you place the towel on the cushion. Beis Shammai omrim mekanech yadav b'mapa. You place the wet towel on the shulchan and not on the cushion. Why? Shimata omer ala keses, because if you would put the wet towel on the cushion, gzeira shema, maybe there will be still a lot of liquid left on the wet towel. And if the cushion will be a rishon or a sheni, Yitamu mashkin sheba mapa machmas hakeses. We're afraid that cushion might be a rishon sheni l'tuma, and it's going to cause the liquid on the towel to become a rishon v'yachzu v'yitamu sayadayim. And then in the middle of the meal, when you use that towel to wipe your hands off from the grease of the chicken, your hands are once again going to become tame. Because Beis Shammai holds, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's tameh. So Beis Shammai says it's better to place the towel on the shulchan as opposed to placing the towel on the cushion. Asks the Gemara, what do you need the liquid for? V'nitameh keses l'mapa. Even without liquid, won't the tameh keses make the mapa become tameh? Says the Gemara, no. If the keses is a rishon, ein kli mitameh kli. Gentlemen, here's a rule you need to know. Midoraisa. A Rishon only makes a Sheni by Ochlin u'mashkin and not Odom v'kelin. Says the Gemara, v'natame keses l'gavra gufa. What about the fact that you yourself might touch this cushion that's a Rishon? So I just said. The Gemara wasn't listening to me. Ein kli mitame Odom. No. A kli cannot be mitame a kli. A kli that's a Rishon cannot be mitame a kli that's or an Odom. You need liquid. Why does Beis Hillel say it's better to place the towel down on the cushion? Because Beis Hillel holds that you were allowed to use a shulchan that's tamei. So if you place the wet towel down on the shulchan, we're afraid maybe the shulchan's a rishon or is a sheni and it's going to be mitame, the liquid, make it into rishon. And with the wet towel on the table, we're afraid the wet towel is going to make the ochlin tame. Asks the Gemara, "V'latame shulchan lochin shebesocha." What do you need the liquid for? Says the Gemara, "Hacha b'shulchan sheni." Asking, we're talking about a shulchan that's a sheni, so it's not going to be mitame the ochlin. V'ein sheni osa shlishi b'chulin. So the shulchan that's a sheni is not going to make the ochel into a shlishi because a sheni only makes a shlishi by truma and kachim, but not by chulin. Ella al yidei mashkin. The only way a sheni can make food tameh by chulin is if it touches liquid. So we're afraid. The shulchan's a sheni. You're going to put the wet towel down on the shulchan. The wet towel is going to make the liquid into a rishon, and then it's going to make the food on the table into a sheni. Ask the Gemara, b'mai kamiflagi? What are Beis Shammai still? What's the root of this? Beis Shammai sabre. Aser l'shtamesh b'shulchan sheni, gzeira misham ochle truma. Beis Shammai says, you're not allowed to use a shulchan that's a sheni. We're afraid that maybe Kohanim are going to come to eat at the table, and they're going to bring truma, and the sheni is going to make their truma into a shlishi. You're allowed to use a shulchan to the sheni because the kohanim are going to be careful. Ochle truma is reasoning, if the kohen comes around, he knows that he can't eat on your table if the table's a sheni, he's going to be careful about it. So the Rishonim here are bothered by, what about it? Why aren't you worried about a cushion that's an avatama, like a medrash hazav? He says, no, they were very careful. Zavim were very careful not to bring those kind of cushions around the table. Vai. Here we go. Davar Acher. Another reason Beis Hillel says what he says. Ein netilas yadayim l'chulin min haTorah. Another reason is that there is no obligation of netilas yadayim for non-truma midoraisa. My davar acher, why do you need another reason? V'chi teimru, if you'll ask me, maishna gabi ochlin d'chashinan, or maishna gabi yadayim d'lo chashinan, why am I more worried about the table than the cushion? The table, I'm worried about the food. The cushion, I'm worried about my hands. So why am I more worried about the food than by my hands? Yeah, we're more worried about food than hands. Because there is no din of netzilas yadayim for non-truma midoraisa. Mutav sheyitamu yadayim the less likum midoraisa. So I'd rather put the wet towel down on the cushion and worry about my hands, where the tumah of hands has no ikum midoraisa. Va'al yitamu ochlin, I'd rather not put it on the shulchan. This ikum midoraisa, because tumas ochlin is a din doraisa, as opposed to tumah of the hands, which is only a din derabanan. So I'd rather worry more about not put it down on the shulchan, put it down on the cushion, because the cushion, I'm only worried about the hands. The hands is a lower level tumah than the food. Okay, a little bit more. First sweep up the floor, then wash your hands. And Beis Hillel says, no, first wash your hands, then sweep the floor. First you got to clean up. And then you wash Mayim Achronim. If you wash Mayim Achronim first, we're afraid the water is going to get on the leftover food and ruin it. But Beis Shammai does not hold the washing hands first. My tamim mishim pirurin. Beis Shammai is worried that the water is going to ruin the extra, the leftover food. Beis Hillel omrim, no, im shamash tamim chacham, or if your waiter is a tamim chacham, no to pirurin sheish ben kazayis. He's already going to remove beforehand the pirurin, the leftovers that have a kazayis. Umeniach pirurin sheish ben kazayis. He's just going to leave the pirurin that don't have a kazayis, and nobody cares about those anyway, even if they get wet. There's no din of baltashkas. You're allowed to get rid of the pure and less than kazayis. But my kumifli, what's the root of this? Beis Hillel sabre. Also, lishtam b'shamish amaretz. Beis Hillel says you're not allowed to use a waiter who's an amaretz. He's going to know to remove it. He says you're allowed to have a waiter who's an amaretz. So we're worried he's not going to remove it, and worried that the water is going to ruin the leftover food. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rechini, Amar Rav Huna. Bechule pirin alach Beis Hillel bar mehad alach Beis Shammai. In everything in this parak, except for this one, is Lach Beis Shammai. Rabbi Yosha Masti Ibcha, he says the opposite. Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, opposite of Vahanami Alach Beis Hillel. Even in this one, we follow Beis Hillel. Oh, Beis Shammai Omrim Ner Umazon V'chulu, Ner Umazon B'samim V'havdalah. And Beis Hillel says Ner B'samim V'havdalah. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda Iklo Bei Rava. Rav Huna Bar Yehuda went to the house of Rava. Chazi L'Rava D'Baruch HaB'samim B'Reisha. He saw Rava doing against both opinions here, like the opinion on the Brisa. B'samim come first. Amalei michti b'shamim Beis Hillel amar lo pligi. In our Mishnah, they both say the light comes before. D'snan b'shamim omer ner b'samim b'samim avdol. Beis Hillel ner b'samim b'samim avdol. But they both say the ner comes first. Ani Rava Basrei. Rava responded to him, no. Our Mishnah zudiv Rabbi Meir. We don't hold that way. Avar Rabbi Yehuda. We know lo nechle b'shamim Beis Hillel al habazim shu b'tchila v'al avdol shu b'sof al ma nechleku al amar. They all agree that benching is first and Havdalah is last, but they argue on the light and the Besamim on the Ner of the Besamim. Beis Hillel says, Besamim, Akach Mar. because of the neshama Yisera. The minhag ha'olam is like Beis Hillel according to Rabbi Yehuda. Beshamay omer shebara, and Beis Hillel says shebara ma'or ha'ish. Beis Hillel says bori ma'or ha'ish. I'm a rabbi. Bibara kuli amalo pligi debara debara mash. Everyone agrees bara means the past. Ki pligi, and that's good because bara in the past by shishi to me brachis. Ki pligi bibore beshamay savri bore de osid lemivra means the future. Beis Hillel says bore nami debara mash means the past. Masav Rav Yosef. Yotze or vore choshech, yotze harim vore ruach, bore hashemayim v'noteim. So you see, bore is the past. Elam Rav Yosef, you're right. Balashin bara u bore kuleyam lo pligi debara mash. Everyone agrees, bara and bore mean the past. Ki pligi b'maor u maore. Beishamay savre chada nahori ikka benura. A flame only has one flame is in a candle. There are a lot of flames in a candle. See, say ma'ore. Tani nami hachi. Amalei Beisil beishamai. Harbe ma'oros yesh ba'or. Beisil said beishamai. There are lots of flames in a candle. Can you still hold on with me? Ein mevarchin lo aner v'lala b'sam mishel nachru. Bishlam aner. Why can't you make a brach on a candle of a goy? Mishum delo Shabbos. It was on all Shabbos. Ela b'samim. My time alone, but besamim, why can't you use a guy's besamim of Yudam Arav? Hacha b'misibas over the kochavim maskinan. When they shestam si was alchem l'avodah zarehi. We're afraid he used the spices for avodah zar. Says Gemara, wait, but it says later avodah zar. I mean, tani seifa, ein uvarach lo never la besamim al avodah zar, machal derish la avodah zar askinan. If the seifa is avodah zar, so the beginning is not avodah zar. Rechinah misura, ma tamcha. Ma tam uvarach lo never la besamim al shal akam mipnei. No, we assume we use it for Avodah Zara. We will stop here. I told you, I earned my money today, no? Have a wonderful day. What's that?